Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cameron Black on this rainy Wednesday, March 22nd. How are you, Cody McClure? You look nice. You look sharp.
Thanks, babe.
Oh.
I'm doing all right.
Pet names. You don't usually do that for me.
It's good to be here. Good to be anywhere. March 22nd. 22nd, one of my favorite days of the month.
Yep, March 22nd. It does feel nice to get that 3/22.
The date's the same way forward and backwards today.
Whoa. I feel like I've been transported to another dimension.
You're welcome.
For some reason, I thought it was 2022. But anyway, the 22nd is a good day. It's my favorite, one of my favorite days of the month.
Yeah, because it's frontwards and backwards today.
Yeah.
We knew that.
Every month, the 22nd seems to deliver. It's a good day. It's good. It's good. Good things happen on this day.
All right. What's good going to happen today?
Well, I don't know. About today specifically.
Okay.
How are you?
I am solid. Nothing to complain about. Except the rain. Went and bought a new sweater today and a new t-shirt.
A new sweater?
Yeah.
Is that the one you're wearing?
No. A new Tennessee sweater.
Oh.
It's going to be cold in New York City this weekend. A little chilly. Need a light sweater.
Mm. It is north of here.
Yeah, I didn't want a thick sweater. Just wanted a nice, comfortable sweater. So I got that.
So it's light?
I think so.
A light sweater?
Yeah. What's funny about that?
I don't know. I just didn't imagine it as being too heavy of a sweater.
Yeah. Well, I got heavy sweaters.
I feel like we're really slow out of the gate today.
No, I
feel like we're a horse that got shot in the leg right before the Kentucky Derby.
No. My other two sweaters I have are
so
heavy.
So it's a light sweater or?
The other two sweaters I have are thick sweaters. This one's more of a light sweater. The other two sweaters would be too thick for like 55 degrees. This sweater will be nice and perfect.
Nice and perfect.
When I think of sweater weather, like end of March, sometimes in New York City, it feels like a perfect light sweater weather.
Does it have a hood?
No, that would be a hoodie.
Is it orange?
It is not. It's gray.
Gray?
Well, it's like it's white with specks of gray.
Where'd you get it?
No free ads. No free ads.
Oh, okay. So a former sponsor.
Just no free ads.
I gotcha. Well, I'm glad you got yourself a new sweater. Was it expensive? Did you get it on clearance? Or
It was fairly priced.
I need a new wardrobe.
I guess I got it a little bit before it went on sale. It was like $48. I feel like we're probably a week or two away from it being like $38 or so. But I needed it this weekend, so I couldn't wait for it to go on sale.
Yeah.
That's when I hadn't pulled the trigger.
True. When you need what you need, you got to get what you need.
I wouldn't say I needed it, but I wanted it. Special occasion, hit New York City. You need a new look.
It's
also
better.
I did need a t-shirt. I don't have very many Tennessee t-shirts, so I did need one of those. So I did buy one of those. We'll see how that one fits.
It's better to have it and not need it as opposed to needing it and not having it when you need it.
That's what my OG always told me about my pistol. Better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Gun violence.
Yeah. No, gun protection. Gun protection in this scenario,
America.
I think. Yeah.
America.
Yeah.
Guns.
Guns.
Let's talk guns. What are your favorite guns?
I don't really have much to say. I don't really have any. Shotguns are cool.
You ever shoot skeet? That just sounds like a redneck activity. We're going shooting skeet.
Well, John and the East Side Boys ruined that phrase for me. I can't really.
Skeet, skeet?
Yeah, I can't really think of shooting skeet. And my mind doesn't really
What did they say?
I don't want to get into it. You can look up the lyrics, I guess, yourself to Get Low. All skeet, 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 skeet.
Yeah, I know Get Low.
Yeah.
I used to love Lil Jon.
They weren't talking about the clay targets.
No, I know.
And that. Whenever someone talks about shooting skeet, that's where my mind goes. I've been known to shoot a little skeet in my day. Or a lot.
Wait, what do you mean? What are they talking about? You're talking about what they did? What they're talking about? Or what do you mean? Or you shot like the shotgun skeet? Say what you mean and mean what you say.
Okay, Eminem.
I don't even know what you said.
Cam, how are you today?
I'm doing good. A little rainy, but that's just the tears of the haters and losers that are going to be sad to watch Tennessee win tomorrow.
Do you consider yourself a part of those haters and losers?
Nope, because I was all in for the tournament. I was locked in.
I don't know about that. Let's get back to Lil Jon. What was the one that was not the one you referenced, but the other song?
Turned Down for What?
No, not that one. The one.
Turned Down for What?
No, the one where he's like.
Okay.
I'm talking about East Side, VA, St. Louis. What's
Throw It Up?
Throw It Up. Yeah, that's the one. I used to love that song. Throw It Up, mother. Yeah. Throw It Up.
You guys listen to that in the.
Oh yeah.
Football locker room.
Oh yeah. You bet.
Yeah.
You bet we did. Yeah. That was one of our pregame songs.
Did you throw up L.A. for Lower Arkansas?
Throw it up.
I don't know if you're in Lower Arkansas or Northern Arkansas.
No, I was in Northern.
Oh. So your ends up?
No. We didn't know how to do that. We used to play that one, and the one that's like, I put on for my city.
Yeah.
And we used to do that one that's like, somebody gonna get their ass whipped.
Yeah.
Or was
the
that
Mark Henry?
The Mark Henry
theme song?
There's another one, though, that's like.
Did you listen to We Ready by Archie?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That one had a lot of hang time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that song had to just be. I wanted to know, like, whenever he recorded that song, was he like, this is gonna be a football hype song? Like, because that's pretty much the only purpose that song has ever had.
And then our.
I guess maybe people would listen to it before they went and got in fights or something. I don't know, but I feel like it's only for sporting events.
Our head coach was a big Stones guy, too, which was interesting because it was before I ever knew even I was a big Stones guy. And he used to play, like, Gimme Shelter, and, like, it was all Stones that would play, like, on the Jumbotron before the games. So we would have our own little headphones in, and then we'd take them out, we'd get, like, Gimme Shelter, then we'd get back to, like, Lil Jon, and then it's, like, you know, Paint It Black or whatever, and then it's, like, back to some rap, and it was a good mix. We were ready to go. We were ready for every game except the last one.
So Cam is rainy. You're ready.
I'm wet.
It has been raining. Yeah, I got in and out. I went to the store to get the shirt. I went in. I came back out. Rain. When I left my house, I'd forgotten my water bottle at home, so I had to get back out. Rain. Dog just looking at me through the window like, you dumb idiot. You dumb idiot.
What is wrong?
Every time you go outside and leave, you have to come back in because you forget something. You stupid idiot. And this time you're wet. Went to get some food, had to get out, rain. Got back in my car, rain. Come to the station, rain. So I'm a little wet too.
Today's the last day of pain. Rain. Rain and pain. Tomorrow and the rest of the week looks pretty nice.
Not in New York City, it doesn't. In New York City, the weather...
You're leaving at a bad time.
Yep. The weather's going to be great here. It's 76, 77, 76,
77, 77. The next 2 days are literally perfect.
Yep. Meanwhile, in the Big Apple, that's what they call New York City, in case you didn't know.
I know. I've heard about it.
Tomorrow, 63 and rainy. Ugh. 59. 59's not bad. 48 and rainy on Saturday. Ugh. 48 and rain. 90% chance of rain.
See, that's why when I got away a few weeks ago and went to Miami, I went there instead of New York because I kind of wanted to go to New York. But I looked at the weather and I was like, gross.
Yeah, that checks out. That's why I had to go buy a light sweater.
You should wait until...
Might need a heavier sweater for Saturday or some rain gear maybe.
You should wait like a month or two before going to New York so the weather will be better.
Yeah.
Going like May or June.
Yeah, I was going for the basketball game. This wasn't like I was planning on going to New York and they just happened to be playing there. I waited until they said they're playing there and now I'm like, okay, I'm going to go.
Concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
I got 100 guns, 100 clips.
So you never shot skeet?
I've never been good at shooting. Growing up, I could never...
shotgun, bro.
Yeah, but growing up... Well, I know, but like growing up, I always tell you how I'm right-handed, left-handed, blah, 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 like different things. Growing up, I was left-eyed, but right-handed shooting.
Left-eyed?
Yeah, I was left-eyed. I couldn't close my left eye. I can only close my right eye.
You close
so when
it
you're trying
now?
To shoot, you had to go across. But yeah, now I can. Now I can. So I could maybe become a shooter. But growing up, like it was always so awkward having to do like cross because I couldn't look out my right eye.
That's the wildest thing I've ever heard.
I guess I could have gotten an eye patch.
You'd be like a pirate. You
know? Yeah, I could have done that maybe and trained my. But eventually, when I was like 14 or 15, I got good at closing just my left eye, you know, winking with my left eye. So maybe I could have become a shooter, but by then it was too late for me.
Way to let everybody know that they can break into your house and you'll miss.
No. Well, I mean, if I miss close range, I guess it deserves to whatever happens to me.
I'd say with a shotgun, though, you should be able to hit in a closed room.
I don't think I can shoot the shotgun inside, though. What if the dog's in there?
Well, I mean, if it comes down to it and some guy's trying to, like...
Steal my stuff or hurt me?
He's trying to get on
steal you. Steal my stuff? Whatever. Get a new TV. It's fine. Just take it.
I don't know.
Good luck with your crack. Go on. Just go.
Get on at it.
Yeah, just take it and go.
Yeah. Picture some guy breaking in trying to steal from you.
Could a dog take, I guess, a little of the buckshot? He could probably take a little bit of it, right? I mean, not Frank, though.
Are you
dog.
Picturing it? A guy breaking in?
I'm picturing a bigger dog, and I'm picturing, like, my house growing up. We had people always trying to break in there out in the country. Meth country. We always had people.
So you're picturing a white guy?
Like a rural
guy?
Yeah. What do you mean? What were you picturing?
Like skinny? Well, that's what I was curious, like, what you were picturing.
You were picturing something different?
No, I was just, I didn't know what you were picturing. That's why I told you to picture it.
I'm picturing
what kind of guy you were picturing.
I'm picturing white meth head, picking scabs off, coming through. That's kind of what I'm picturing.
Mm. Yeah. I'm picturing the cleaning lady.
Well, I wouldn't shoot her. Just, we did have a cleaning lady whenever my dad was single. Yeah,
can't hide money.
It was more like just pay a woman like 20 or 40 bucks to come like do some laundry because he's always working. And then she hooked him up with his wife, and I guess she became the laundry person.
Nice.
How that worked, yeah.
It worked out fine.
It did. So like, not really a cleaning lady. It's just like come do some laundry and make sure there's no rats. Because, like, whenever Pops was single, it was always a mystery when you go in and open up the cereal drawer. There might be some rats down there. It was a dirty place. It was a dirty place. Whenever he was living the bachelor lifestyle, it was a very dirty place. It was, I don't want to act like it was, like, rat infest or anything, but it'd be, you're a little nervous. There'd be one hiding in there.
A man living alone can be a challenge.
Yeah, man ought to have a family. It's not good for him not to at a certain age.
I got a lot of feedback about yesterday's show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, actually.
What'd they tell you?
Just people just weighing in on the conversation.
What conversation?
The coffee debate.
Oh, yeah?
Several different people, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Seemed to be an interesting topic. I had people giving me some advice on cold brews and...
Other people telling you to man up?
No.
That's what I got a lot of.
Mostly just people saying you were wrong.
Wrong about what?
I had one guy DM me
What was I wrong about?
Oh, I don't know. I had one. This is just what people were saying.
Yeah, but what was even my take that I would be wrong about?
I can't remember what all was said. I just know it was multiple.
I saw you bring ice in your coffee.
Multiple people were saying you sounded like you didn't know coffee culture. But
I don't.
One guy was telling me about making his own cold brew at home.
Today. Cam, send us to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. goes. Yeah, I always get on to you for that, and then I just did it. Hold on. Cut that out. Cam, play the bumper again.
I don't know how to cut that out.
Just highlight and hit delete.
I'd have to restart it.
I guess the story of the day would be the biggest sport that was actually played last night, the biggest sports moment. I did find myself watching the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, did you?
Game in, Shohei Ohtani going mano-a-mano with his teammate Mike Trout, and then just overpowers him. Three swings and misses from Mike Trout, something that he does not do.
Yeah, I think it's only has done that like 24 times in, you know, like his career.
24. The number, according to the stats I saw, were 24 times that he's had a three swinging strikes on the same at bats, and he has had 6,174 career MLB plate appearances. And then Ohtani, his teammate, goes up there and does it to him in the ninth inning. A little anticlimactic, the double play. You know, you start the inning off, guy draws a walk. Against Ohtani, like, okay, here we go, USA, USA, one-run game, ninth inning, what more can you ask for?
USA.
What more could you ask for? And then Mookie Betts, who had a terrible tournament, your boy. No, cut those lights off. Those lights are too bright.
No,
cut those lights off.
Come
double
on.
Play.
He guy's a VFL.
Sort of.
He's there.
I see him working out.
I've seen his house.
Cool.
In it's
like I know a guy who Brentwood. Beat him. I know a guy who beat him bowling.
Yeah, I remember you telling about that, Andrew.
Intern Andrew said he beat him as a freshman whenever Mookie Betts was a senior in the state bowling.
Wasn't he like talking noise too?
Yeah,
he was talking. I love how when we do an intern Andrew reference, then we always hear from him. Like we
put the call out. One day he'll be like, "Nope, I've given up on that stupid show.
I don't
show.
Listen to that anymore."
Yeah, we won't get it.
I bet he might not be listening live.
No, he's a podcast guy.
But I bet he'll get it later. Yeah.
7 or 8 o'clock.
I expect a text. Expect a text.
7 or 8 o'clock.
I saw him. We don't get interns anymore. We need interns. I need a servant.
We have a hard time slot.
What?
A hard time slot.
Oh.
To have interns.
I thought you said something else. I know we do, but we used to get them.
Well, we're also 10-1 for a while. Which is a little bit easier for time slot.
A little bit, yeah. I just want one.
And we also had to piece two together at times, too, because people could come in two or three of the days of the week.
We also don't have anything for an intern to do, really.
Well, that's the thing.
But they could, like, go fetch us things.
Like what?
Just use them as, like, a servant.
It's not like we're like, hey, go get this out of the printer. We don't print things.
We could if we had an intern.
We don't really put show audio in. You just play it off your phone. We don't really bother about putting it in to play off the computer.
But think about if we had an intern, we could do more things.
Every time we've had an intern, it just turns into they run the podcast, they sit there, and then chime in on the mic. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is they got to know how to chime in on the mic.
And really.
When to do it, not try to,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I know. And really, it kind of throws everything off anyway because I'm used to this now.
And now you need the computer,
too. I need the computer because I don't have one of my own.
Yeah.
Because I'm poor.
You should start a GoFundMe. Get Cody a computer.
I could probably make up a disease or something.
I think you just got to say you've been having hard times, Daddy. That's it.
No.
It's hard times.
I don't think I say that. I could offer sexual favors.
I'm sure you could have a lane. You could have a niche on like OnlyFans or like the sugar mama equivalents of that. There'd be plenty of old women who want to see a big man like you do things.
Yeah, but I don't think
there'd probably be some guys that would want to see you do stuff too. You just might have to be willing to like pour chocolate on yourself.
I don't think
a little bit of a joke sometimes.
That actually reminds me of something. There was a guy who used to follow me. On the Twitter, and I think
on the Twitter.
I think you like
that's very chuggy for you to say.
I think it's chuggy.
Yeah,
I think he
the Twitter.
It's fine. People know I have Riz. I think they used to follow like other people at the station too, so it wasn't just me.
Uh huh.
But the guy would like. I can't remember if he DM'd me or if he added me or something one time. Something weird about like my belly or something, if I'm not mistaken. And I looked at this guy's profile, and it was a fetish. Like, he was into dudes with big bellies. Like, his whole timeline was big dudes getting it on porn. I mean, like, two men, like, 300 pounds. Like, the dude was definitely, like, attracted to me. I was like, whoa. And I was like, I didn't realize that was a thing. I mean, I don't think it's a very common thing.
So what would he say to you? Just send me a picture of your belly?
I don't even remember what he said to me.
Will you send me a video of you smacking your belly?
I don't even remember, but I know it was something.
Play it like drums?
It was something like that, because I thought it was so weird, and then I looked at his profile. I was like, oh, my God.
And then you gave him your number.
Yeah, and now we're going on a date next Saturday.
No. Who do you think funded Cody's trip to Miami?
Yeah, yeah. His name was Leroy. No, I don't.
I hope he's
sometimes
not
people are weird, though. He might be.
I don't kink shame. I mean, you're into what you're into. I don't care what your sexual kink is, as long as you're not hurting anybody.
I'm not talking about kink.
You know, it's got to be, you know, age of consent. We can't be doing illegal stuff.
And that age is
18,
right?
In Tennessee,
yeah.
I personally think 18 in general.
It's flexible.
No. If I went to another state that was like it wasn't 18, I would still personally abide by 18. Would yes. You? Yeah. Yes. If I was
that's good.
What other states?
Alabama is 16.
Isn't Georgia low too? For some reason, I thought Georgia was like 13 or something for a while. Like, I don't know.
Could have been.
Anyways, Alabama, yeah, 16. If I was in Alabama, I would still abide to the 18 rule. Really, 21, but, you know, legalities. And morality is, I usually take morality over legality. That's where I go in. So, 18.
What if it was 1908? I wonder if you would have the same opinion.
Probably not. Probably not.
Society makes changes sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about Elvis and him and 14-year-olds, and that's disgusting. And your favorite rockers and their 14-year-olds. It's just very disgusting.
Rock and roll, baby.
I mean, it's just
rock and roll. You get 14-year-olds.
Yeah, it's just
different time. Different time. I think that's all you can say. That's literally all you can say.
Yeah,
it's a different time.
You say like 1908. I feel like if I was like 25, a 14-year-old would not be attracted to me. Even I would not be attracted to them in 1908.
In 1908, you definitely.
I don't think I would have.
You definitely would have.
I don't think I would have.
I think you would have.
And I'm saying I wouldn't.
I don't know. I think some men are more attracted just in general to older women anyway.
Sure.
Like some prefer older, some prefer younger.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I would ever be into that young, no matter what the norm said.
I think the older I get,
that's my take. That's where I'm playing my flag. Sounds like you are potting for the days of 1908.
Those were the days. No, I think the older I get, the more interested I am in older.
Yeah, you've already told us this.
Just because, you...
I gave an Uber driver one time. We just had such a conversation.
Well, because you just...
I met a female dragon. It was a fire conversation.
All right, Wheezy. Just because, there's more to talk about. Like, you can't...
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
Like, what is Leo doing?
Yeah, well, you can talk to a 14-year-old about.
Well, think about Leonardo DiCaprio.
I was high school today.
It's a very nice doll.
Let's get off the 14-year-old conversation. Let's take it back to 18.
Let's get off the 14-year-old.
Let's take it back to 18. Let's take it back to 18.
Well, okay, let's call it 18. Like, think about what Leo does, his dating young women. What could they possibly talk about?
I don't... Leo.
But he has to... Like, if he has dinner with these girls, he's got to be like... What are you into?
He probably likes the silence.
He probably just stares into their eyes.
You don't think
he just tells them not to really talk?
Yeah, I guess if you're Leonardo DiCaprio, you can just say, stop.
Let's just enjoy. He's like, let's just enjoy the dinner.
Yeah.
We don't have to have a conversation. I like the silence.
Okay, daddy.
If you like the tropical island here, just be quiet.
Yeah,
let's just listen. Yeah. How about we just listen
to
the
waves
crash?
If I want to talk to somebody, I'll call my mother.
How about we just listen to the waves crash? I imagine that's what a lot of it is.
Yeah. I think wisdom comes as you get older. How did this start, though, before you made it creepy? What were we talking about? Because I had a point, and I forgot what it was.
Well, I was trying to talk about baseball, and you derailed me.
Baseball. But then what did I say?
I was talking about Mike Trout striking out.
What about interns?
Oh,
yeah,
interns.
You wanted interns.
That's right. Interns.
Young 14-year-old interns.
No.
That you could boss around.
No. Young 18-year-old interns. Preferably boys. They'll go fetch my coffee.
Oh, it came, then we somehow got to the fetish thing about the bellies.
Yeah, yeah,
the belly fetish. About your, that's what it was.
Patting your belly. And you were talking about being poor. You were talking about being poor,
too.
You
were talking about how you like young girls, and I was saying that's weird, and you were saying don't kink shame. That's what it was.
Well, I wasn't saying
here's, that I like here young was, girls,
but I was saying.
My point was.
You just outed that guy, and now someone's going to go find his Twitter, and they're going
to
find
it. I don't think so.
They're going
I haven't seen. This was years ago.
Yeah,
this was
probably, like, somebody's going to find it.
This was my first stint on the show.
You just outed that guy, probably.
I mean, it was a public Twitter. I mean, he was retweeting videos of these things. It'd be like two big dudes like getting it on. I mean, like hardcore. It's like, ugh.
Sounds like you watched a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once when you see something like that, how do you quit watching it? I mean, it's like.
Very easily. Very easily.
Bro, just close your eyes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I scrolled for a while there. I was like, this is interesting. But no, that's
like a nature documentary.
That was my point. Is you were talking about people's kinks, but that's not even what I was talking about. I was saying people are weird, like in the way that they communicate. Some of these DMs and things you get, you know, just like weird things. Most of it's cool things. Most of it's just people like saying, you know, espresso recommendations and things. But sometimes you get some really weird ones. Have you noticed that?
I don't really ever look at the recommendations. I don't really scroll Twitter anymore. The new update, since Elon's taken over, I barely can scroll Twitter. So I just pretty much check my notifications and I'll refresh, look at the first three or four things, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. There was that option where you could do, like, just people you follow, which is kind of how it all started. That's kind of what you wanted it to be.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just ridiculous. You have to change to that.
Yeah, that was the whole idea, is follow these people and see what these people say.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like you don't even see the people you follow. You just see random things. Big guys rubbing bellies, things like that.
You could find that lane and make a bunch of money, probably. That's what I'm saying. You could take advantage of people's kinks, especially if you're willing to pour like chocolate.
I'd make a bunch of money.
I think you would. I really think you would.
Just like if I did an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
I'm just supply and demand.
Like full nude?
I think you'd have to be willing to degrade yourself a little bit, though.
Well, see, that's where I think the niche for big guys is, like, the humiliation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You'd have to be willing to degrade yourself
a little
bit.
Yeah, but most of those guys have, like, tiny penises, so no, I wouldn't be able to do that.
I don't think that would disqualify you.
Having a
I think
huge
having
penis
a normal
would not disqualify me?
I think having a very average-sized hog would be good for you, like, when
you
it came
so?
To this stuff. Yeah.
Be fair, proportionate for the camera.
Because then you would still get women who, you know, liked you too.
I don't think
you'd get someone to humiliate you. You'd get someone to humiliate you and some wanting to be just kind to you.
You think so?
That like big bellies.
Hmm.
There was that one guy, I mean, who was like 5'4" that basically paid. Remember that story? Like he was 5'4" or 5'6" and he started an OnlyFans where he basically got humiliated and just had to degrade himself. But he made like 60 grand
like, oh,
doing
no,
it.
Oh, no, I can't
and
reach the top shelf.
Well, I mean, yeah, stuff like that. I mean, I don't know exactly what he was doing. I didn't ever look at it or nothing. But, like, he made like 60 grand,
that's
and he
crazy.
Used it to pay for his leg surgery, to like the make you taller, that new surgery that could get
oh,
you like 4
good.
Inches taller.
Yeah,
so like,
it
he
worked
basically,
out for him.
Well, I don't know how he is mentally. I don't know how he's holding up there, but, like, he was a means to an end.
I don't know.
I'm willing to be your cameraman and producer and director and co-star if you need one.
Editor.
Yeah. And co-star every now and then.
I don't want to collab with you.
You do it every day.
Yeah, that's a different kind of collab.
I will take the money. You know, whatever you want to throw me, 10%, whatever.
I would enjoy calling it content. I'd be like, hey, guys, I got some new content for you.
Yeah, and it's just you laying down your knees.
Because I've
me
always...
Me pouring hot chocolate all over you while you say...
Why do you want to be the one to pour?
We could get somebody else. If we can get a girl to do it, it'd be better. I'm just saying... You can't do it on yourself sometimes because I want you like blindfolded.
I can pour chocolate on myself.
No, I want you blindfolded and I want the chocolate coming down while you like.
This sounds like your own personal fantasy.
While you rub it in your chest or hit your belly or do something different. You might need to be like walking on all fours, playing boar on the floor as I'm pouring food on you and stuff. And like, yeah, like you need extra people there. It can't be
sounds
all you.
Sounds like you've really got a lot of ideas on this.
Drink White Claw Hard Seltzer responsibly. When you watch Cody play boar on the floor. Only 100 calories and many delicious flavors. Pick up a variety pack and support the people who support us. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Circus is coming through. Everybody knows that when you purchase a ticket, you expect to.
I did not realize Trey Turner had gone to the Phillies.
I didn't either.
What's it going to be like when basketball's over?
Probably just take a long hiatus. Let's take a vacation.
Well, the last two segments have been about baseball.
Yeah, well, last night, the World Baseball Classic, I wanted to give it its flowers. Trey Turner at least starts the game off with a home run, or at least his first at bat a home run. America's got the lead, 1-0, and then Japan just kept coming, and we lost. We lost to Japan. Do you not have any damn patriotism? Does it not bother you?
I'm wearing a Columbia vest.
This should be right down your alley, then. You should love baseball.
Do I not look like Ted Cruz getting ready to board the plane to Cancun?
You should be all about American exceptionalism. So maybe you're just mad we lost to Japan. Is that it? Are you having a hard time appreciating Shohei Ohtani, who, you know, is maybe the best baseball player of our life?
I haven't forgotten about Pearl Harbor.
I did like the tweet somebody had where Japan had hit two home runs, and somebody was like, well, now the U.S. it's time to experience two bombs.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Canceled.
We didn't handle it as well. We lost.
Careful, Cam. You'll get us canceled.
Yeah. We have listeners already.
In Tokyo. Oh. Be careful.
Do we?
Well, that city.
We got that bombed. One guy who's I know there was one guy we had. I think he was in Austria or Hungary or something like that. He was a soldier. He's a big fan of ours. Always thought that was cool.
Yeah, I think we had another one. I was in Tokyo. I don't think he's there anymore. I don't think.
I love the troops, man.
Both sides or just ours?
Just all ours.
Okay.
Why would you love other teams' troops?
They're trying hard, too.
That's true. I guess you got to respect their commitment.
Yeah, I mean, they believe in what they believe in.
Mm-hmm. Who are your favorite squadrons of troops all time? I mean, U.S., number one, obviously. But
is that a squadron of troops, just the country?
Yeah, like when you think of a good, strong army, where does your mind go?
Mongolia, when Attila the Hun was in charge.
Were they strong?
Yeah, oh yeah. They took over like most of Asia.
Those damn Mongolians.
Attila the Hun, that's a pretty badass name.
Yeah. Those damn Mongolians. Get out of here, Mongolians. Yeah.
He was a murderer, right? Like Attila the Hun, wasn't he known for being like...
Yeah, they tore up everything.
Yeah. You don't like Mongolians?
That was a South Park reference.
Oh, I didn't catch it.
You never seen that episode when they got the wall built and the guy from the City walk. He's like, get out of here, dumb Mongolians.
Yeah. I don't think you could do that voice.
Yeah, but, probably not.
Yeah. I know it's.
I think like Trey Parker and Matt Stone are both white, and I think they do the voice, so like I think it's okay.
Well, yeah, but they don't care about being canceled.
Oh, I'm not going to get canceled for that. We're not big enough for that. No, yeah. Love Asian food.
Somebody could report. Somebody
Some
could
of my
easily,
favorite foods are Asian.
Somebody could easily screen record that audio, put it on Twitter, and there would definitely be people mad.
What are they going to do?
If you could survive
calling for people to sexually assault a 98 year old nun, then I think I'll be okay.
I did not call for that.
That's what people are accusing you of doing.
They did think
that's how it got.
I don't
turned around in the national media.
Hey everyone, go.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah,
I don't think they actually believed that. I think that was just they wanted me fired.
No, I think a game of telephone definitely worked, and then people heard, like it got skewed that way, and people that didn't see the tweet or knew what it was just, I believe, did think that.
Probably. I do appreciate that Nate was ahead of cancel culture before it really came about.
Nate's wife.
Yeah, that's right. Rachel.
Nate's wife.
She was the one.
She's the one that said no to cancel culture.
Yeah.
Nate was iffy. Nate's wife said no.
You think he was on the fence?
He was on the fence. Nate's wife said no. She was the one that stood up to cancel culture.
He probably should have just fired me. He probably should have. Is it really worth it? I mean, this water is good.
Are you drinking a Sonic water bottle?
Yeah.
A water bottle? You didn't even get the nice ice and the, like a.
Yeah, I thought people liked the pellet ice. Is it water free? So you went with the bottled water that you paid for instead of like free.
Well, now I'm disappointed because it's gone.
Yeah, you could have got the free pellet ice and it
kept
melting.
I don't have any more water to drink today.
The sink's in there.
Cam.
That's a real shame.
Cam.
You don't have any more water to drink.
You have a whole jug I guess I could drink sink water. You know what's gross about sink water, though, Cam?
Everything?
I would fill this up with sink water.
It'd be a different color.
And then I would just sit it here, and you would see the things, like, swirling in it. You know what I mean? Because that's what sink water is.
You just can't look at it. You just got to chug
Plus,
it.
I could get a brain-eating amoeba.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say
could
that?
Could be an improvement.
Hey. It's not very nice.
Just kidding. We don't need amoebas.
Brain-eating amoeba. Yeah, baseball coming up.
No, it's over. World Baseball Classic is over.
And who won?
Japan. Ohtani struck out Mike Trout in the ninth. Your boy Mookie Betts said, no, get those lights off. It's too bright. Double play. Dodger.
They never win anything.
They did get us back.
It is why the Dodgers never won anything outside of a COVID year.
There was no pressure that year.
There was no pressure that year.
Japan might be the most advanced country.
What is
based on my research?
Okay,
they might be number one in terms. Like everybody wants you to believe China's like whatever, you know. But Japanese people see themselves as above Chinese people. Did you know that?
Say that one more time.
In Asia, they have a hierarchy of like race. They have a race thing over there too.
Yeah,
and they believe that the Japanese people believe they're number one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And Chinese people, I don't even think Chinese people are number two. I think Koreans are number two.
And then North or south?
South.
2A, 2B.
Yeah, south, I would assume. I mean, I don't know. But I'm just saying you hear about China a lot in, like, technological advances and things of that nature. But really, Japan is where it's at, according to them.
Where else would I get my PlayStation?
Where is PlayStation made?
Japan, right?
I think Japan. Sony, makes Japan. Sony.
Yeah.
Nintendo games.
Yeah.
I bet, though, if you told Chinese people that, it would make them mad, though. They probably don't believe that. They probably think they're number one. I feel like everybody thinks they're the best.
Yeah.
So maybe we're all just equal.
Except probably not Mexico, because they try to come here a lot.
Yeah.
So not everyone, like people who like want to get out of their country probably don't think they're the best.
You know,
and like the people that live here that always threaten to move to Canada if such and such happens, or
those are just privileged libs.
Right, but they probably don't think we're the best either. They don't actually leave usually.
No.
Did you see the guy from Cuba? The catcher from Cuba? He did not get back on the plane to go to Cuba.
He
escaped from the team. He has defected. He said, I'm in America now, and I'm going to make it happen.
I will be staying.
I'm sure he pulled out some money or something. He's just chilling.
I don't know. They basically like, yeah, we couldn't find him. He
is now in Miami.
Outspoken activist and critic of the Cuban government, Ramon Sanchez. That's not the catcher's name, but he spoke out about how it was likely no easy task for Ivan Prieto, who is the catcher who defected, to separate himself from the team, management, and staff, who many believe have been closely watching each player for fear they may defect. So basically they're like, got to be careful. We got these Cubans in America. We got to make sure we round them all up.
And one of them got away?
Just before boarding the plane, he just vanished. So we suspect he has defected. They tried. We learned that they had kept them in a bus for a couple hours just before the game trying to contain them. So basically like right with like the elimination coming up in the last game, they were just like, I'm out.
Yeah, they're trying to keep an eye on him, but yeah, he got away. Look at that. That's some talent.
I support breaking away.
Yeah, I wonder if that will like lead to Cuba being like, yeah, we can't play this damn baseball tournament anymore. Or if everyone's going to be signed up like, yes, I want to go play in the tournament.
A lot of Cubans are trying to get away because it's so bad down there.
Yeah, they have been for a long time.
Well, yeah, but I mean, for a while it kind of stabilized, I think.
I don't think so.
When Fidel's brother...
Yeah, maybe it got got a little bit better, but
they don't like Raul either, though. They don't like Fidel's brother. They're waiting on him to die. He's getting old. But I don't know if they'll. It got a little bit better with Obama, didn't it? Wasn't there like a kind of thing? But that doesn't mean it was better for Cubans.
Well, I mean, no. They'd get better resources to an extent.
Yeah, you'd think they'd make a little bit of money off of the tourism, but not. I don't think.
I told you when I was on the cruise ship and we took in that boat.
I think it was really tough for I think it was really tough.
Didn't I tell you that?
I think it was really tough for Cubans that were in America probably when that happened, actually, though.
Yeah.
Because you might want to go visit, be like, you don't trust going to visit down there, and it's just like a whole relationship thing. So I would say it was actually pretty tough.
Did I tell you about that?
and for the U.S. government to kind of. Yes, like three times. You guys brought in you're on a cruise. We get it. You ate a bunch of ice cream. You ate a bunch of pizza.
It's kind
of
neat.
And you gave back some
food. And you narked. Yeah, you narked.
I didn't.
You narked and you ruined someone's American dream.
Apparently that happens all the time. There's always boats trying to get to the Keys.
That's what I'm saying. You're acting like, oh, it's gotten better. Nah, people have been trying to get out of Cuba for a long time.
Since the 60s. That's really how Miami was built, you know? Before the Cubans fled in the 60s, it was not a major city.
Correct.
I learned history.
Okay.
What would you do as an immigrant to get free here? Like, once you get here, like the baseball guy, he's here now. What does he do now? Like, what's the next steps for him?
Go to work. I'm sure they got, like, distant family members or somebody, like, some connections that have been either established here or, like, fled here a long time ago or not. You just make friends, I guess. I mean, I'd imagine it'd be a pretty easy story to tell. Like, I mean, I'd imagine there's some allies, especially if you're wanting to stay down in, like, Miami or South Florida. I'm sure there's a bunch of allies that would be willing
some under-the-table work money.
Well, also be willing to, like, help you out and, like, get you established because it's a pretty familiar story, like, where everyone's had family members try to get out of there.
Do you think they're focused on getting, like, legal, like becoming a citizen?
I would say that's probably not their first focus.
That's like protection, though, right?
Becoming a legal citizen?
Well, I'm just thinking, like, if you're not a citizen of a country and you're what they call an illegal immigrant, you'd feel some pressure.
Like, yeah, but you'd also probably just think
they could, like, come get you.
Yeah, but you also probably feel like if you stay low-key and just work, no one's going to really bother you.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there was a time around, Texas where that was kind of knocking on doors and everyone said they were going to get, sent back and checking papers and all that. But, like, I don't feel like
I know there's a lot of guys like that and they just work for cash.
And
that's like an under the table thing. I mean,
but, yeah. Or you have kids here and then put them in your kids' name because they're citizens.
I just wonder if it's a priority, though, to become a citizen.
Speaking from a little bit of experience, with some relatives, like, it's not really a priority as much as it is, like, a goal /, like, luxury. Hmm. It's kind of like a long-term thing, I think.
So
you get established, you work, and then you try to do it the right way.
They're not really scared of, like, getting...
If you're down, like, in Cuba, or if you're down, like, in Miami, like, on the border, or in Texas, on the border of Mexico, maybe. But if you're in Tennessee, it's not like people are going to start sending people back from Tennessee.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you're in Cuba...
You have Elian Gonzalez, like, get caught on the...
I remember him.
Yeah. He used to dominate the news.
Yeah. Early 2000s there, right at 2000, probably.
I would say like one. I always thought it was still while Clinton. Was it Clinton or Bush? I just remember it always being on Jay Leno.
I'm going to guess that story was like 2000 exactly. Exactly 2000.
I was going to say 99.
Could be 99.
It is 2000, yeah. Point for you.
That's one of the first stories I remember.
Yeah. No, me too. I mean, like
as a boy.
Yeah. Like I said, I used to watch a lot of Jay Leno at that time. And
I remember hearing my uncles talking about it.
His mom drowned in 99, attempting to leave Cuba.
Get him out of here.
Elian and her boyfriend made it to the U.S., yeah.
Send them back on the boat where they came from.
They're ducking their jobs.
Jared says this was actually the first year that Cuba allowed Major League Baseball players to play on their team, but none of them wanted to. Yeah, I don't blame them. But nah, I'm good. I'm going to stay over here. He says one Cuban actually played for Mexico. That checks out. Just I'm not putting those colors on. No thanks. I'm out. Cam, send us to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. It is rare when you get somebody that lives up to the hype and... You heard about Shohei Ohtani for a long time, and then people called him the next, he's going to be like Babe Ruth, and he's going to be able to pitch and hit. You're like, Shohei's not going to be able to do both. Nope, he could do both. He was like batting like over 400 in the World Baseball Classic, and when he pitched, they couldn't touch him either. He is what they call a unicorn.
Why do more pitchers not just practice hitting? I feel like it's not that hard to do.
I've always kind of wondered that.
Or practice, at least.
I don't know if, like, Ohtani is a game changer in that regard of, like, allowing maybe Americans to do both. But, like, even college different, and I'm not saying this guy has the same, level of skill, but like, you know, Paul Skeens, the Air Force All-American.
Yeah.
He transferred to LSU, and he was like, "Nah, I just want to pitch." And I don't even know if I don't know if he's in the lineup or not. Like, I have an LSU friend who said he wasn't, but I haven't verified that. But like, yeah, is he even like still in LSU's lineup?
I have no idea. Yeah, that's a good question.
Because I mean, he was a really good like hitter too, which I guess he has the DH there, or at least that's the projected lineup. But like, let me see what this officially is. If I can find one of their box scores, if you can, I don't know if like it's just like, hey, you have to devote all your time to one or the other. And like the more you focus on pitching, the less you know, the less at bats you're gonna get.
Hmm.
And you just don't, and you're just not good at it anymore.
I think it's all really hard to do.
It is all really hard to do. They dynamite drop in there. It is very hard to do.
Well, Cam said he didn't think it would be that hard.
More of like the practice is what I meant. Like,
oh, well, I mean, to be a world class at both, yeah, I mean, I think is really, really tough. Yeah, I mean, I think that's incredibly tough.
I think you could be like a 200 hitter. And also be able to pitch. I don't know. It just seems like it's something like they're not necessarily like fighting each other, I feel like, as far as like skill set.
But yeah, no, it appears like looking at LSU's box scores that he doesn't bat at all for them. And I thought that was a guy that, you know, was like a stud batter last year.
I feel like I'd want to be that guy, too. Maybe like, oh, look at me. I can do both.
Well, for sure. But, I mean, like, you know, pitching is going to be a probably – this might be wrong, so if you're a baseball person and I sound dumb, don't judge me. But, like, in my mind, I feel like young pitchers are ready to go before young batters.
That's definitely a bad take.
What I mean by that is, like, you're able as a rookie pitcher or a first-year, second-year pitcher to, like, be more impactful than you are, you know, as a position player. I know sometimes you might have to come out of the bullpen your first year or so, like, you know, David Price. But, like, as a rookie, I mean, he's pitching the World Series, like, helping them get to the World Series. And then going into the starting rotation, same kind of – maybe that's a quicker payday, a quicker, like, you know, arms are more valuable than position players unless you're just, like, the top level. I don't know what the thinking is there. But yeah, I mean, like, Skeens was a guy who batted 314 and hit 13 bombs at Air Force and then got to LSU. He was like, nah, I'm just gonna pitch. No thanks. He's had 5 games and 0 plate appearances. So he hasn't even, like, you would think he'd want to do both.
I know. It's weird to me.
Maybe LSU just has a stud DH and then he's like, hey, he's better than you. But, like, I don't know. So, like, I don't think Ohtani could change the game just because I don't know how many people walking can do what he can do.
Yeah.
But it is always kind of surprising just how pitchers, like, are almost always an automatic out.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that's – like, if you're a team, you'd be like, hey, you want to take a few practice swings, bud? Yeah. Like,
there's please? Even more people not walking who can't do it.
Very also true.
Sitting out as well.
Sitting out. Well, speaking of baseball, I'm only 9 diamonds away from unlocking the baseball game.
Can't wait.
Oh, Joey.
Can't wait. Hour 1 in the books. We'll kick off hour 2 with headlines. I'm going to take this time to let you know that our friends at G&J Auto is giving away a free window tint in honor of Tennessee making the Sweet 16. All you got to do to win is go to fanrunradio.com/tint, T-I-N-T. And the winner will be announced Thursday afternoon on The Drive. It's a $300 prize value. They tinted my windows. They're good guys over there. We love G&J Auto. Go to fanrunradio.com/tint to enter for a free window tint. It's not Wednesday. It'll be Thursday. Window tint Thursday. I don't know if it has the same. If it hits the same.
Tintin' Thursdays,
a sweet window tint. Hour 1 of the books.
Tint's out Tuesday.
But it's Thursday.
Yeah, but that starts with th.
Well, I know, but it's...
Tuesday would be better.
Well, yeah, but it's Thursday. We're doing the giveaway Thursday.
# tint's out Tuesday.
No, but it's Thursday.
I know.
Tint's out for the Vols.
There you go.
This month at National Law...